This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Judge considers Trump request
for a special master in the seized documents case.
California fires.
Thousands of acres have burned in only a few hours.
Anguish over Navy SEAL death.
He could barely breathe. I asked him, are you in a hospital? No, Ma, don't worry. I love you.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A Florida judge hears arguments today on former President Trump's push for an independent review of the documents seized by the FBI at Mar-a-Lago.
The Justice Department says the FBI has already set aside documents that might be covered by attorney-client privilege. Trump's lawyers want a second opinion from an independent arbiter. They also argue the former president reserves the right to claim executive privilege. But many legal experts call that a specious claim.
The question is not close.
Jason Barron, who was a top lawyer at the National Archives, agrees with federal prosecutors who say the records formerly in Trump's possession don't belong to him.
They're the American people's records.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, West Palm Beach.
Prosecutors are seeking the longest sentence yet for a January 6th attacker. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Thomas Webster of New York is a former New York City police officer and was once on the security detail of former Mayor Michael Bloomberg. He was convicted of assaulting police on the front lines January 6th, brandishing a flagpole, then tackling and dragging an officer. The Justice Department is going to recommend a 17-year prison sentence. That'd be nearly double the longest sentence so far.
A setback for Sarah Palin's political comeback. She lost a special election for Alaska's House seat and blamed the state's ranked voting system, calling it crazy and confusing.
We don't want ranked choice voting, and others around the country, their eyes are on Alaska, trying to figure out what is Alaska doing with this.
Democrat Mary Peltola won. A rematch is set for November in the general election. Now to Southern California, CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is covering new wildfires, including one north of L.A.
Filling the air with smoke, the blaze has surrounded homes, burned structures, and closed highways, including sections of Interstate 5.
With this heat wave, it's very hot and dry. We saw how quickly a small ignition can ignite and spread very rapidly.
At least 8 people were injured, and hundreds of homes have been evacuated in Los Angeles County. While in San Diego County, another fire has burned at least 4 buildings as some residents fled.
There's no clarity this morning on when the water crisis in Jackson, Mississippi will ease with a treatment plant crippled by flooding.
Stuck in a car with no air conditioning in 95-degree heat, Erica Williams waited in line for an hour for a case of bottled water.
Oh, wow, this is extremely hot. Just for one case of water, it is extremely hot, but it's worth it. It's worth it.
She's frustrated with the city's long-neglected and long-troubled water system.
Yes, I am. This is something that should have been taken care of 20 years ago.
Williams told me she does feel racism plays into the water crisis in this city that is more than 80% black. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Jackson, Mississippi.
Overseas, CBS's Deborah Pata has the latest on a UN team's effort to head off a possible disaster at Europe's largest nuclear plant in Ukraine.
Good morning, Mr. Grossi.
Nuclear inspectors led by Rafael Grossi on one of the most important assignments their organization has yet to undertake. Their mission is urgent to prevent a nuclear accident and dangerous.
There has been increased military activity, including this morning. The risks are very, very high. We have a very important mission to accomplish.
The facility and surrounding areas continue to come under shelling, with both sides trading blame. In a recent strike, Ukraine accused Russia of hitting the town where the plant is located. It's enough to blow radioactive nuclear waste, warned local resident Anatoly Skalatsky. Fears of a radiation disaster are so high that Ukrainian officials hold regular emergency drills to prepare for the worst. Deborah Pata, Kyiv.
The Kremlin says Vladimir Putin will not attend Mikhail Gorbachev's funeral this weekend, but he did bring flowers to the hospital where his body is in a coffin. In the most comprehensive look so far at how students have fared during the pandemic, a new federal report says math and reading scores fell dramatically for 9-year-olds. Declines hit all regions of the country. Students of color saw some of the steepest drops. There's word sexual assaults in the military rose by 13% last year. 36,000 service members said in a confidential survey that they experienced unwanted sexual contact. The mother of a Navy SEAL candidate who died during training earlier this year is speaking out.
It's like a sick hazing. It's not training. I believe you need SEALs, but not this type of torture.
Regina Mullen's son, Kyle, died after going through what's known as Hell Week. Mullen and 40 other members of his class admitted taking banned substances, performance-enhancing drugs.
He said it would help them recover faster and get them through Hell Week. It was the only way possible to get through.
The SEALs are now testing for those drugs and increasing the number of medical observers. A new law takes hold today in a top tourist spot.
It's known as the crossroads of the world.
Right here.
But now Times Square won't be in anyone's crosshairs as New York City pushes back against a recent Supreme Court decision expanding gun rights. Mayor Eric Adams.
Licensed gun carriers and others may not enter with a gun unless otherwise specifically authorized by law.
The busy attraction, which sees 50 million tourists annually, is one of scores of sensitive places, including parks, churches, and theaters that will be off limits for guns. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
In California, a bid to put up concealed weapons limits failed by one vote in the state assembly. A 20-year-old Ohio man is out of a coma and recovering after being stung 20,000 times by bees. He ingested about 30 of them. Austin Bellamy was trimming tree branches when it happened. Family members who tried to help him got stung, too. Adoring fans returned to cheer Serena Williams again at what's likely her final U.S. Open. And she did not disappoint with a 3-set second-round win over the number 2 player in the world, Annette Contaveit.
This is what I do best. I love a challenge and love rising to the challenge.
CBS's Peter King has the latest on NASA's bid to test launch the new moon rocket.
Engineers have been working the technical issues that scrubbed launch on Monday. Mission managers will discuss the results this afternoon as they hope for a Saturday afternoon launch. Of course, they can't control the weather. Forecasters are calling for rain and thunderstorms. Weather officer Mark Berger says even though he's predicting just a 40% chance of favorable weather at launch time,
I'm optimistic that we'll have at least some clear air to work with.
He says he thinks there could be a break sometime during the 2-hour launch window that opens at 2:17 p.m. Eastern Time Saturday. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Airfares have been falling ahead of the Labor Day travel weekend. A website that tracks them says they haven't been this low since February. AAA says a third of us will go somewhere for a last gasp of summer. National average for a gallon of gas is $3.83. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.